Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit tonight. How are you this evening out there? Thank you for being with me. I hope you have the radio on and you're in your kitchen doing something fun, or you're packing a bag, and above all, I hope you are not on the road. I'm in Central Texas, and already we're having some fender benders and slower downers and things like that, which I hope you will not be a part of wherever you go, even if it's just a block away from your home. Most of all, I hope you'll be safe. That's the main thing. And if you're not going anyplace, and if you're one of those folks that does not like to celebrate Thanksgiving per se, and I have a couple of friends who go to Luby's or something, or they'll just not pay any attention at all to it, and they're perfectly happy with it, and I think that's good. In Simple Abundance, The Day Book of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Van Breathnock, she says, an open home, an open heart, here grows a beautiful harvest. That's by Judy Hand. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, whoever you're choosing to spend the day with, whether it's blood, family, or chosen family, or as my son says, the created family, I hope you're happy, wherever it is. We're going to look at the tarot cards tonight. With that in mind, with the Thanksgiving, what we've got to be grateful for, what we appreciate, the blessings we may or may not think that we have. You know, Grandma used to say, be careful what you wish for, you might get it. That's, in her mind, that was a reverse blessing. We have a lot of harvest in our country in spite of, but we also have a lot of lack. And for those of you wonderful people out there that celebrate your holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, helping with food lines, and maybe you don't buy presents for your family, you do something in honor of someone else, I really, really respect you for that and admire you and say thank you and hope that, I know you get so much out of it, hope you'll be able to continue that. If you look at the Three of Cups, the nickname for this card is the party card. It expresses grand energy in group form. The number three is a fruition number, so we're bringing together two or more things or ideas to make a third. And on today, Thanksgiving, a couple of hours away from now, we are hopefully bringing, if nothing else, thoughts and memories, and they're nurturing for us. The group happens to be a group of women, but I jokingly say that it is usually the women that put things on, the parties and such. But nowadays, guys are in the kitchen too, or they're making the plans, and that's refreshing. We're looking at weddings and baby showers and things like Thanksgiving and holiday dinners and that sort of thing. If you happen to have a Two of Cups also come up, it could be the birth of a new baby or a new business venture. It's also a great healing time. And if you say that in tune with gatherings that we have of family and sharing of our time and so forth, it should be a healing time. I heard something on television today that said if you act like a family, maybe you might remember it really is a family. And I think that's important. I know that some people go to great lengths to swallow their pride, put things aside, and make it a day for family, regardless of what else is going on, chosen or blood. If the card shows up in reverse, it's an unhappy outcome for the union. And unfortunately, this can happen too. We get together and it just doesn't work. This can imply imbalance in any situation. So if the coroner or the person that you're doing the reading for is in the middle of a medical situation, there's no cause for concern. Just stay on top of it. If there's a celebration to go to, it will be more of a command performance, like going to the wedding even though you know the marriage is never going to last or that sort of thing. So you go out of respect. Have a good time. Take your business cards or your calling card and just have a great time. Enjoy people at the wedding or the event and not worry so much about the purpose of it. I know that sounds tacky, but sometimes that's the best way to go. Now that we've gone through one card, welcome to the new time. at 7:55 Central Standard Time. The schedule on bbsradio.com does say 5:55. And, of course, you know this is bbs.com, radio.com. Let me say that again, bbsradio.com. It's our number one worldwide internet radio programming, and we're welcome to send our welcome out to you for this new time, 7:55. We are still 1 hour uninterrupted, and this is not a temporary time. This is a permanent time. We're on for 7:55 Central Standard Time. I appreciate you being here with me, especially today, tonight, and I hope you'll call in. Our worldwide number, we have an upgrade worldwide. So you folks out there that happens to be around the world, we are truly going global for Spirit. Worldwide phone number to call in, 877-489-6350. Let me do that again. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Should you live in the United States or Canada, your number is 1-888-228-4494. Let me give that to you again. United States, Canadian, 1-888-228-4494. I love that number. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. So I'm excited about having this worldwide phone number. We can truly, if you're in Japan, Sweden, I don't care where you are, if you are in voice links, please give us a call. I was excited about having a Canadian call in. And here we could call, anybody could call in from anywhere. This is uninterrupted. So join our discussion. Let me know what you're doing. If you are around the world, let me know what you're doing for Thanksgiving. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Is there something of an equivalent in your culture, your religion, that you do to share your appreciation for the good things in your life? And don't forget to give a nod to the negatives either, because they make us appreciate what we've got on the reverse. I have some words that I'd like to talk about tonight that are just typical of what happens with this time of the year. Here in the United States, our Thanksgiving Day typically kicks off what we call our holiday season. And it's all the way through probably the first, maybe second of January, because we go right straight into Christmas after Thanksgiving, and it seems like we just go to sleep on Thanksgiving night, and boom, the next day we're wrapping presents for Christmas. And then before we know it, there's just barely a week and a half before New Year's Eve. But that's here in the United States, and I do know that other countries celebrate Christmas as well as New Year's Eve, but do you celebrate Thanksgiving? What's your version of Thanksgiving? I would love to know. Call us and call me at one of those phone numbers, and I'll give those phone numbers out again in a minute. Right now, looking at the word harvest, we all know what harvest is. It's a tilling and a planting and a nurturing and a weeding, and after all of the overseeing and the patience and the prayer and the toil comes the harvest, whatever it is. It can be food, or it can be a harvest of love, a harvest of anything. My bud Manny Pureheart, in his Book of Answers, says of the harvest, or part of the paragraphing, it says, all things are in divine order in all ways and at all times, whether we like it or not, and whether we understand it or not. And that's true of what we reap. The star card is the Aquarian, one of the major arcana cards, and she is an Aquarian. She is a major arcana. She's Aquarian. And the star is a beautiful image of a female with, she's the water bearer, so she's dipping water, but she's also putting the water back in. And I joke and say that what you put in is what you get out. And that's the same thing with anything that we're trying to harvest. We're trying to, what we the old saying is what we reap, we shall sow. So keep that in mind as you're saying your thank yous. What have you worked so hard for this year to help manifest? What have you gotten caught up in and couldn't get out of, but yet learned a lesson from? It's all part of that, the harvest that we go from. Are you traveling this holiday? If you are, then keep in mind the Six of Swords. The three figures in the boat are on a journey. It's smooth sailing on one side of the boat, and it's kind of ripply water on the other side. It does have six swords with points down in the boat. No, the water won't get in the boat. It shows the consciousness, which is represented by a man with a row, and he's rowing the boat with the super sub and the subconscious all cloaked up and safe. So as a spirit, they're using all that they are to learn from the trip, especially if they're going through a difficult time. Sometimes it's not the journey itself. I mean, sometimes it's not the destination. It is the journey itself that's important. I can say that from experience. I've sat by some very interesting people on my journeys, on planes and trains and so forth. There's a line in a Josh, and I'll get his last name wrong, I'm afraid, beautiful singing voice, Josh Gershwin. I apologize, it starts with a G. And one of his Christmas songs, it's If You Believe, there's a line in it that says, the destination is where you begin again. The destination is where you begin again. And when I heard that on the radio the other day, it just hit me right between the eyes. I thought, wow, we really never get through. We really never finish the journey. We just get to a point and begin again. And this is what the Six of Swords screams at me now that I've heard that line. I know. How long have I been teaching to row? 50-plus years. When I have this card come up for a coin, I always ask if they're going on a trip, getting on a plane, that sort of thing. If it's in an upright position, it usually means that they're going to be just fine, not to worry about it anymore. But if it's in reverse, it can mean a learning process enjoyed during the travel time, in the past, or stated there will be no journey at all. That could be you get bumped from the plane, or something happens and you decide not to go. You just don't even pack. I always advise the courant to be a wise traveler when it's in reverse. Hiding money, arriving a day early, taking with them on the plane what they think they might need the next day. I often suggest that they rent a car rather than use their own, so a whole lot easier to tell the car rental company to come get and bring you another car, that sort of thing. Attitude is a big part of this card. How hard are you going to make the journey on yourself? How complicated are you going to make it? Are you going to plan wisely? Are you going to go on this journey kicking and screaming? That sort of thing. Those phone numbers are worldwide, 1-877-489-6350, 6350. USA and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland with Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. This is our new time at 7:55 until 8:55. It's 1 hour of uninterrupted chit-chat. We would love to have you call in. We're looking at different words that specify the Thanksgiving energy that is in the air, regardless of what country you're in, what culture you grew up in. I would be willing to bet that there is some significant day that is used to express the same sort of thing, but maybe in different ways. Whatever your faith is, call and visit with me about different things. I would love to hear from from you folks this evening. It gets kind of lonesome sometimes when I don't have a guest. It really does. We're going to look at the Ten of Pentacles. Since my first love is the Tarot, we always at least touch on some of the Tarot cards and how they express what we're talking about or what we're going through. The Ten of Pentacles is the business of family and family business. And here in the States and for other countries that celebrate Thanksgiving, it's a big family day. People almost expect you to go home on Thanksgiving. I'm in my 60s, and I have to say I've missed only two when my folks were alive to go home. It was kind of a command. Talk about a command performance. It was a command performance. You better be dying, or you better come home. So I just couldn't get there because of travel. But family, we're all related. We are all family. We are all the children of the uncreated creator, all brothers and sisters with one another and with all of creation. Each one of us is here for the benefit of every other one. Spirit says, do nothing to harm your brother, for your brother is yourself. Nowhere is our status of family more evident than with our partner. Now, there are all kinds of relationships. Partners can be business, family, whatever. But it's often your chosen partner, your mate, your lover, your best friend. Family is important. Family is one of the few concepts where the focus is outside of us. We pay attention to the other person. Yet the concept and the direction must come from within, as must the willingness to come out of our fearful cages and into the light. I love that sentence. Manny's spirit did it again. I ask you to remember always that the ultimate commandment is to be love. Finding the family in all of those around you is a good first step. This, just a few sentences, just says so much about the term Thanksgiving. We get lost in what Thanksgiving means, especially in this country, because we get so caught up in buying the turkey, buying the ham, fixing the yams, making sure the mashed potatoes, making sure the house is clean. I've even known people to remodel before Thanksgiving and put down new carpet and that sort of thing because they wanted their family to be comfortable and feel welcome in a big way. But we forget sometimes that, we could have soup and crackers. If we just have everybody around and we visit and we share a hug and do some of that healing I was talking about a while ago. Spirit came through Manny and said, you are all family. And I think that's a biggie. That's a big statement. Whether it's family of choice or our blood family. So in there we need to throw in laughter and fun. We need to throw in trust. My heart goes out to you folks or the folks that don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving or holiday, other than, of course, you guys that choose not to, like I mentioned a while ago. But the Ten of Pentacles is also called the Kabbalah, spelled in various different ways, or the Tree of Life. It's the business of family and family business. The business of family is taking care of the members of your family, making sure that they have what they need or they want. The family business part means owning a business and perhaps members participate in it and earn a living that way. The card shows that there's a long lineage of wealth and stability that can be carried on for many generations. On the card, there's an elder with obviously gray hair and gray beard sitting on a rather stable-looking chair with little animals around, dogs around. There's a youngster playing and a man and a woman signifying the family. There are 10 pentacles on this card. The 1 and the 0 add up to 1, implying that no matter how many members of a family you have, you are all one. when I came back here, my church family was very, very important to me because my folks, my aunt and my mom, were sick. So they were very supportive and very helpful. And it, whatever you call family, your best friends. Reversed, this family's not supportive, very judgmental. There probably will not be the support needed. So you look elsewhere. You encourage your quarant to look elsewhere, to try to find that support and even love someplace else. It can also mean that the blood families at a distance are just simply unable to help. In reverse, there's a potential for the family losing the business or funds from it, profit from the business. Older members of the family could need help, but that would put unexpected burden on the younger members. But keep in mind, with a situation like this, if you think outside the box, quite often you get what's needed. Just have to have a little bit of faith. We know about that faith business, don't we? And I don't want anybody calling in and hollering at me about the word faith. We're not just going Christian here. Whatever your faith is, even if you don't have a word other than the word faith, you don't have to put the word F-A-I-T-H under a church monocle of any kind. It can just simply saying there's an energy out there, I know it, I don't have a name for it, but it helps. That's it. And as Manny says, drawing the word of faith invites you to experience the strength and the joy of trusting Spirit without exception and in every circumstance without hesitation or reservation. Trust. Spirit is always with you and is present every way you will allow. That's what faith's all about. Faith is just trusting Spirit, just plain old trusting Spirit. Okay, with that in mind, we're going to look at, actually, I don't want to look at the world card just yet. I want to save the world card till later. So, we're going to go over and look at appreciation. It's returning to an appreciation is returning to another in response to that which we feel the other has shared with or done which supports us and our position. Appreciation flows from the heart and can take many forms. Gratitude. The difference is that gratitude is inactive. Appreciation does something about it. Isn't that cool? Appreciation actually does something about it. So, one of the best reasons for appreciation is the long-term support and guidance of not just your partner, but others as well. Appreciation should be a gift, freely given. And you know, the thing about appreciation is we can appreciate and say thank you in many different ways, whether the other person hears us or not, or even accepts it or not. The point is, we've given it freely. We've stepped forward. Maybe they didn't even think that what they did was important enough to show appreciation for. That's important to keep in mind, too, because we don't want people to think that we're taking advantage of them, but at the same time, they may not even get it. So express your appreciation, whether they get it or not. Appreciation is a word that has meaning only on the human level. Isn't that interesting? It is born of a sense of separateness and a lack of value of self as an integrated aspect of all that is. I bet we could talk all evening about that sentence. While it can serve a positive function in your material realm, it is one of the concepts that we meaning spirit, encourage you to pass beyond as you come to know the oneness of all. You are a part of the beginningness, of the beingness of the Creator, and the universe is both you and yours. Be love, dear ones, and be at peace within and among yourselves. My, 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 Manny. Spirit does say beautiful things to you, my friend. Beautiful, beautiful things. This is Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Have you ever checked out bbs.com? I forgot to put the radio in one night. It's a car website. Fancy, fancy, fancy cars. And I kept looking at it like, what in the world is this? Got to put the radio in there. bbsradio.com if you decide to go look at anything else. This is our new time. If you're just now joining us and you're wondering what in the world's going on, we're usually on at 8:30, but we have a new time, 7:55, for one full hour, uninterrupted. 7:55, that's our new time. If you're just now joining us, we are still looking at tarot cards as they apply to our holiday of Thanksgiving. We've talked about faith. We've talked about harvest. We've talked about appreciation, families of choice, blood or otherwise. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Check the website at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland. psychic.com. Whatever your blessings are these days, even if it's just because you're breathing. Now, I know some of you don't want to be breathing all that much. You're going through bad times, hard times, crazy times. But check yourself before you wish not to breathe. As Grandma used to say, I said it a while ago, be careful what you pray for. Ask for, you might get it. We have all kinds of blessings, and I'm not going to get maudlin with listing all of them, but regardless of how difficult your times may be right now or how much fun you're having, say thanks for those that are blessings. Sometimes we don't recognize a blessing. Sometimes, especially as we're younger and gaining wisdom, we don't realize that the hard times are there to teach us lessons, and they are blessings, and we'll get to share them as we get older. Maybe if someone will listen to us, but there's always someone we can share knowledge with. Worldwide phone number 1-877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, still waiting for that first Canadian call. 1-888-228-4494. Give me a call. I would love to visit with you this evening. You choose the subject, as long as it's around Thanksgiving. No, I'm just kidding. If you have a question, I'll be glad to do a little reading for you. Be more than happy to. We can do that any Wednesday night. While I'm thinking about it, next Tuesday, my chat room is starting up again. It's a free chat room. You go into the ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, and there's an icon up there that says chat room, and you just punch the icon, and it will pop up. I can't remember whether it has a login thing on it or not. You don't have to have a password. If it says password, just ignore it. But you just type in your whatever name you want to be called for the session, and you'll come in. We'll get started about 7 o'clock. We'll be on about an hour and a half. That's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And sometimes we have a subject and sometimes we don't. Sometimes there's one or two people. Sometimes there's 20. I just never know. I've been off for a while, so it probably is going to take a little time for it to build up again, but I know we'll have at least 3 people next week. And I'll try to answer your questions as directly and as quickly as I get them. But if there are a lot of people online, it gets a little crazy and people start talking back and forth to one another, and that's perfectly okay. But then the next thing I know, I've got a question Elaine, did you lose me? Elaine, did you not know I asked you a question? So it does, just be patient if you come in and visit with us. And that's something we'll be doing every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And that will be for an hour and a half until 8:30 Central Standard Time. But tonight we're just kind of rambling on about Thanksgiving and some of the words that are important and are associated with that and some of the thoughts. I would love to know about your equivalent of Thanksgiving or how you feel about Thanksgiving, what you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving. I know a lot of you folks are just really busy right now. Maybe you have this on and you're just letting it beep in the background. If you have time, stop doing whatever you're doing and give me about 3 minutes of your time to share with the world, because this is Going Global for Spirit, and it is being heard worldwide, and possibly not just on the computer, possibly being mainstreamed on some of our programs, I understand, are being hijacked by some of the AM stations, and that's kind of exciting. That's kind of fun, because you never know who's out there listening. So give us a call. Don't worry about your questions. Nothing is silly. Nothing is simple. Everything's important. Everything and everyone is important. So call on, come call in. Blessing. Blessing is a human word. Ooh, that's almost like a slap on the hand. Blessing is a human word expressing a human view and human need. Blessing is that which supports and nurtures. Oh, I like that sentence. It is also that which challenges and promotes growth and learning. It is a verb or a noun or an adverb. It indicates that the words, deeds, or thoughts of another being or entity augment one. Isn't that interesting? Again, that's spirit. The creator within me recognizes and honors the creator within you. A blessing offered. Love, aid, support, condolence, and alignment. I may or may not totally agree with you and where you appear to be in the moment, but I sincerely offer the greater you non-conditional love and fervently hope that whatever greater powers there are in the universe will assist you in seeing this event or situation through in a way that you will find it to be positive as it occurs. That's a long-winded blessing, isn't it? Our reason for a blessing. All things are blessings. The smile that the stranger gave you yesterday. The fact that you didn't get hit today by a car. Your loved ones. Again, the list goes on and on. You get the idea. All things are blessings. But there are times of the years when we either choose to further bless someone with something special, anything simple as a smile, to something as complicated as forgiveness or healing. So it's important that we consider sometimes just showing up for a Thanksgiving or a Christmas event is a blessing within itself to the host or hostess. So, or that person who hasn't seen you in a long time. So, kind of, don't be offended by this sentence, but by what I'm about to say, but get over yourself and go participate. If you're having any doubt at all about participation in an event, I hope that you will find a sense of safety and a sense of trust so that you can. I hope that you can get where you want to go and enjoy yourself, even if it's just down the road to a restaurant for a piece of pumpkin pie. And if you're not into all of those trappings, and you just want to stay home and say a special prayer for those you love that may be at a distance, that's okay too. I have a girlfriend that does that. She purposely does not get involved in these special things physically. She thinks that they're ego-driven, greed-driven, and she refuses to spend money on any of these trappings commercially. It's a commercial thing for her. But she will sit on her porch and have an extra cup of coffee or hot chocolate and say special prayers. So whatever it is, that's your blessing. And know that someone is probably sending the same thing to you. This is Elaine Ireland, truly going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. This is the year 2007. I don't think I say that very often. I don't know that I need to, but I will anyway. We are in the midst of our new time. We came on at 7:55 Central Standard Time. We're still on for 1 hour. It's still uninterrupted. We still invite phone calls. I love to do little mini readings for folks when they call in, and we like to talk about different subjects. I'd like to put an all call out for angel stories. Has an angel blessed you, or did you see an angel? Do you have an event that you feel an angel was involved with? And it doesn't have to be dramatic. It could be something silly. Angels do have a sense of humor, you know. And spirit. I'm really getting into people seeing spirits for some reason the last couple of months. Your spirit sightings, so to speak. You can write those stories up, and don't worry about it being perfect. We do have an editor, without changing the meaning of your story. So don't worry about that. You can send it in through the website. You can email it to me through ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Again, you can, or it's Elaine at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And just write it out. It doesn't have to be real long, as long as you want it to make. We'd love to hear about your angel stories, your spirit sightings, ghost busting, although I don't like the word busting. But to me, there's a difference between a spirit sighting and ghost. I know, it's a real thin line for me, and it may not change for you at all. But to see a ghost is almost like a random thing, like a spirit that is earthbound. But then when I see spirits that I know have passed on, to me that's a quote-unquote true spirit. They're both true spirits, but that's my difference for me. Tell me what your difference is, perhaps in your email. The chat room, 7 o'clock to 8:30, starting next Tuesday. The icon is on the website. And I would love to have your angel stories and your spirit sightings. Your stories, they will be posted on the site under a special section, and would love to gather as many as possible. They'll stay up for a couple months once they're placed. In fact, may stay up until forever. No, they won't stay up forever, but they'll stay up for a long time, a couple of months anyway. This is bbsradio.com. The number one worldwide radio station, computer station. This is the night before Thanksgiving, 2007. I want to talk about things that are different in our lives and how they're different. Don't forget fun. When you're having your holiday, don't forget to have fun. Don't forget to share a smile. There's no reason not to. Watch for signs of forgiveness and opportunity to forgive while you're in your family setting. It's very unique to walk into a family setting and have everyone just absolutely perfect in relationship to each other. Don't forget to listen to one another with your heart as well as your ears. Be generous with one another, even if it's an extra hug. It's important. Be open-hearted. Be sensible and be curious. Why curious? Because if you don't understand somebody or you don't understand their actions, if you're at least curious about it, maybe even go so far as to ask why they behaved, if not them, someone else, for an insight, you might be on that first step towards taking care of the situation. Did that sound a little bit too simple? And I know asking is not always easy. Sometimes it opens Pandora's box. If you're not familiar with Pandora's box, go look it up. Don't forget to laugh. It's important to laugh. Stay calm as you go through the day, but be sure and find that joy. Don't forget to laugh. There's humor there. Don't forget to talk. Not like I sometimes ramble. Choose your words lovingly and with consideration and sensitivity, but don't forget to talk. But mostly don't forget to listen. Really, really important. There's a certain synchronicity about being in a group of people. I was at a party this last Friday. It's a birthday party. And it was interesting to sit back. I only knew three people there. So it was interesting to sit back and watch people, I don't want to say pair up, but find like-minded people. And it wasn't a huge group, but there were enough people there that there were strangers. Not everybody knew everybody. And it was fun to just sit back and see who moved towards each other and how they reacted towards each other. And how some would just go off and dance and play, and others would sit down in a corner and talk. Talk. And two people stayed there for hours just visiting. I don't know if they'll ever talk to each other again, but they did. So it's a listening thing. We're completing cycles when we do that. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to share yourself. Sometimes a smile can be all it takes to get that conversation going. Let me give you the phone numbers again. Worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. Worldwide, gosh, that sounds great to say that. USA and Canada, you've got my favorite phone number, 1-888-228-4494. I love saying that, 1-888-228-4494. Don't forget to be tolerant. Behind the word tolerant is the word patience and acceptance. Those three kind of make a triangle, I do believe. It's important. Think about it. Be open. Appreciate your abundance. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing tonight, be safe. Plant that. Of course, we all want to get to our destinations safely. Just in case you just joined me about the word destination, Josh Groban, wonderful singer. One of his lines in his song, Believe, If You Believe, is a destination is another place to start. I love that. Interesting observation. Where are you, world? Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Gosh, any place in the world can call me. And the name of this show is Going Global for Spirit. And we've been talking about some of the spiritual energies around and the attitudes and concerns and assumptions around our, what's an important day in our culture, Thanksgiving. Open-mindedness, that's important too. Very important. We're going to look at the world card in a few minutes. Let's just do that now. The world card in the tarot deck features a woman, and she has a sash that only covers the bottom part of her but flows down below her and over her shoulders. She carries two wands, both burning at each end, signifying a willingness to work hard. And then it has, in every corner, there is a creature. There's a human, rather androgynous looking, an eagle looking bird, a lion, and a bull. It's the last card. It's the 21st card in the major arcana card. And then 23 adds up to 5, of course. And in Hebrew, it's T-A-U or T-A-W or T-A-V, which means a mark or a cross. Another name for the card is the universal card, or the universe. It speaks as the end of cycles, which I think is important. It is an end of a cycle. The journey started with the Fool card, full of expectations and ready for a successful journey. And here with this card, we see that there's balance, completion, and a continued sense of a forth and ready for a successful journey. There's that we get to our destination and we start over again theory. We know by now that at the end of every path, another one is to begin. Maybe it's time for the student, you or the Koran, to be the teacher and to share all knowledge with joy. The candles in her hands specify she's working hard and has the more importantly, she has the ability. One of the wands represents lunar aspects. The other is solar. The laurel surrounding the figure represents victories won and more to come. I've had this card speak for people involved in learning professions or working, like teachers and that sort of thing. This is a major decision time when this card shows up. They're facing, making decisions about new directions and new challenges. The bull represents Taurus. The lion represents Leo, the eagle represents Scorpio, and the male represents Aquarian energies. Taurus and Scorpio are female, and we're in Scorpio, I think, right now for another day or so. The other two are male. This is representing the balance that hard work brought into this life. Balance is important to any of us, whatever balance means to you. Keep in mind that there are many forms of completion. You have to look at the other cards around it and see what projects, relationships, or other career moves that this person's working on or has just completed. Of course, it could be coming to an end. In a reverse position, this person needs to be led. Bless their hearts. They're prone to have their head in the clouds, which in each four corners, the figures that are in each corner kind of aren't, they're shown to have a cloud around them. If the card is in reverse, it could have something so wonderful that they're walking on cloud nine, so to speak. They tend to not take responsibility for themselves or their actions. And at times, at this time, it could be that they need to face some serious karma debt. Not that any karma is not serious, but you get the picture. Obviously, in reverse, this could be a difficult time for them. But I look at the world card when it's in reverse as also great potential. It's they've got some crazy things going on, but at the same time, there's potential truly for them having the world at their fingertips. And I would encourage people to pay attention to that possibility and not be discouraged, not be crazy. Chat room next Tuesday, 7 o'clock to 8:30, going through ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. I want your angel stories and your spirit sightings. No matter how long ago it was, it doesn't have to be current. Not at all. Not at all. We just talked about the world card, and regardless of where you are in your life, this is an energy that I would definitely wish for anyone out there, is having the world, just the world at their fingertips. The possibilities is a wonderful energy. I haven't heard from anyone, and I'm lonesome worldwide. So number 877-489-6350, USA and Canada, one phone number now, 1-888-228-4494. I did the psychic show, the psychic fair this weekend in this last weekend in here in Austin, and I've scheduled about 12 people that happened to be at the show, along with some phone calls that finally got returned. We've got some neat stuff coming up in December and through January, February, all the way through April, believe it or not. We've got some things scheduled. Equinox and Kate Braun will be with us to talk about equinox and solstices. Kramer was here last week doing astrology with us, and he will be back to do in January to talk about the year come. I think he's going to do December, if I remember correctly. I have a couple of psychics coming in that I'll let you know about that are just wonderful. Linda Drake will be back with us in the spring to talk about her new book. She's doing some traveling right now, and it's hard for her to be in a hotel room and visit with us, but she will in the spring. By then, her second, possibly even her third book will be ready to be published, and we'll be talking about that. Oh, gosh, who else? Kat Darden, if any of you know Kat. Elka, the Rune Lady, has rescheduled. We'll be talking to her. And actually, she hasn't put it in ink yet, but she is finally at a point to where she family's been taken care of, and she can indeed take a breather and spend an hour on the phone with us. You folks may remember she had a death in her family, and it was a little difficult for her to, they had to do some traveling. She also took that lovely trip to Norway, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, we've got those folks coming in, about 12 or 13 people. I'm still waiting for some author friends and buddies to clear up their schedule so that they can visit with us about their books, some old, some new. So, 08 should bring us some interesting conversation. I would love for you to be a part of it. In the meantime, we only have about 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, but it's time enough for me to answer a question or two. Worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. This is our new time, beginning time at 7:55. It shows on BBS Radio as 5:55. Central Standard, 7:55. It will continue to be an uninterrupted 1 hour of guest. Why don't you be a guest? Call in. We'd love to hear from you. For all of you folks that are preparing for tomorrow, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope for the best and most beautiful day. If you're traveling, travel safely, coming and going. Whether you be with your blood family or your family of choice, I know you will make it a great day. This is Elaine Ireland. I'm signing off. Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. See you next week, 7:55, Central Standard Time. Many blessings to all of you. See you on the spiritual highway. Good night, folks.